Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What happens in Vegas stays on the pod.
Yeah, what happens in Vegas stays on the pod.
Ooh, it's about to get juicy in here.
Hey guys, welcome back to TK's Juicy Pod. I am here today with one of my best friends, Kat Ocker.
Hello.
She's back. She was actually my very first podcast guest. Okay, so we're going to pause the episode really quickly so I can talk about literally one of my favorite things on the planet, Anchor. So if you haven't heard about Anchor before, it's basically the easiest way to make a podcast, period. Let me just explain to you what they have. First of all, it's free, which, like, nothing's free anymore. So I feel like that's already your number one winner. Second of all, there's like all these different creation tools on the platform where you can make your own podcast and like you can record and edit it right from your phone or your computer, which is like crazy because you don't need all this fancy equipment. And like I said, it's free. So you're saving money that way too. And then my personal favorite thing about Anchor and like the main reason why I use it is because Anchor will literally distribute your podcast for you. So it can be heard on all different platforms that like basically any podcast can be distributed. So it can be heard through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and many, many more. So all you do is submit your podcast link and they literally distribute it everywhere for you, which is incredible. And overall, it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So it's super easy. I can't recommend it enough. I personally use this every week and I just love it so much. I recommend it to every one of my friends that wants to start a podcast. Even my brother uses it. So it's very user friendly and I definitely recommend. So be sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. So don't miss your opportunity to make an awesome podcast and download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now let's get back into the episode. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Mwah. How does it feel?
It feels like full circle. Like we literally were just talking about how much like your podcast and brand has literally grown since
then. It's so weird.
And that's insane to think.
It's so funny. You said you were creepy on me last night.
Yes.
No, I appreciate it. I respect
it. BFF stock.
No, I do that all the time. And like I tell people when I'm creeping because then it like makes me feel less weird. I'm like, oh yeah, I was creeping on you.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway, Kat was my very first guest and actually, it's still to this day one of my favorite episodes. You guys have to go listen to it. Yeah, Yeah. I just think our dynamic's really good. Mm-hmm.
We have good energy with each other.
Exactly. And I love listening to like really good friends talk because it feels like you're there like in the friend group. You know what I mean? Kat's probably like one of the very few people that is like up to my level of crazy.
Yeah.
Literally. Like energy levels. Yeah. We're very like... Very, 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 very energetic.
Very
talkative. Yeah, brother. So my mom and brother were just in town this weekend. It's Monday today, and they just left yesterday. And we took Kat out to dinner with us. We went to Pump. It's in LA. It's like one of Lisa Vanderpump's restaurants. Did you like it?
Yeah. Oh my God,
it was really good.
I want to try the one that you guys had.
Yeah, the salmon's so bomb, so bomb. Anyway, so we went out to dinner, and my mom had already met you at a debut, at the FITM debut show, but we really got to sit down, like immerse ourselves in the conversation. My brother is a man of few words, but Kat was just taking over the table, like chatting it up, and like after we left, my brother's like, yeah, she likes to talk. I'm like, yeah, she's just like me.
Yeah, literally. Like we could like all be related.
With oh.
Blonde hair.
For sure.
Personalities, absolutely.
Did you think that was like my mom and my brother expect like how you thought they would be?
Literally, yeah. Because I had met your mom. I think I met her at like debut and then maybe like a Hillsong like service. Like
oh yeah,
just quickly in passing, like just like a few like seconds. And then your brother had only seen on like Instagram and in person, guys. Like if you've not seen like PK and TK together, they look like twins. Like
yeah,
absolutely, without a doubt. Like they literally, you're like, oh my God, like you guys are twins. And I was so funny to like actually like have a conversation with your mom. Like everyone always says, like once you meet the parents, like you understand why a person is the way they is or are.
Yeah.
And I literally was like, oh my God, it all makes sense.
Yeah, that's how I felt when I met your parents too.
Yeah. Yeah. I spent 2 weekends with the Kings and I literally was like, I feel like I'm living like a king. Like we went to Vegas one weekend with dad. Now we're here with the mom and bro. It was literally the greatest time.
Well, the weekend before with Kat, my dad actually was coming out to Vegas with back home. He plays a lot of golf in our local country club. A lot of the guys from the country club have a tournament out in Vegas. And of course, I feel like dads and men especially love Vegas because it's like sports, like casino. Like, I don't know.
They can like fully pursue at home. Like they can like, get all that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They can like go crazy for like a weekend and then come home. I don't know. Anyway, I thought it was a guy thing until I went as a 21-year-old. So anyway, my dad came out and he was like, hey, Taylor, you know, I'm coming out. I want to see you. Do you want to bring a friend to Vegas? Like, I'll get you a hotel room. And then we can like all meet up and go to dinners and stuff. And like, I'll golf during the day. You guys can go to the pool and like have a nice relaxing time. Right.
A dream.
So I asked Kat to go and she's like, yeah. And so, you know, we drive to Vegas. We don't even listen to one song on the way there.
We talked the
4 hour drive.
We like got there. We're like, we literally did not stop talking. Once.
No. Which was very on brand.
A lot of catching up to do.
Yes. And so then we got there and I had told Kat the night before when we were packing, I was like, hey, maybe bring, you know, one dress or so. Like I have a guy friend that's going to be there. He may want to go out, like bring a dress or something just in case to go out. Right. She's like, okay, great.
Not expecting like anything. I was like, maybe I'll like wear this. Maybe
I was like, maybe we'll like go out to like the casino until like, I don't know, like 12:30. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And like go home, put face masks on and go to bed.
I thought I was going to go there and like flex on Instagram, but like not as have as much fun as like I was having on Instagram. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I thought it was going to be one of those trips. So we get there. And first of all, can we talk about, so this podcast is about our trip to Vegas. Yes. Basically.
Mm-hmm. What happens in Vegas stays on the pod.
Yeah. What happens in Vegas stays on the pod. I love that. So let's talk about the arrival and like finding parking. I feel like everything was a whole story.
Yeah. Literally from like the second we got in the car to like the second you dropped me off, I feel like it was just like literally everything had a story to it behind it.
Okay. First, before we go there, I posted some polls about Vegas and I asked one, have you ever been to Vegas? 70% so far have said no.
Oh, guys, you need to go to Vegas. Everyone who said no, like me and Taylor, literally, it was our running joke the entire weekend. We were like, we understand
Vegas. We culture Vegas now. Culture.
Like, we literally get it. Like, I would see something and be like, oh my God, that's so Vegas culture.
Wait, so how had you been to Vegas prior to the time we went?
I had been maybe like 4 months prior with my roommate Emily. It was her 21st, but we literally were like with her family, like her relatives, and I wasn't 21 at the time.
So it wasn't like lit Vegas.
No, it was just like, oh, like we're gonna like go stay at the hotel, we're just gonna chill. And it was like cold too. It was like, January.
Wait, really?
Yeah, so like it wasn't like, it definitely was not like our trip.
So I've been literally almost every year since I was a sophomore in high school, because again, I don't know what it is with like Vegas culture back in Indiana. Like people love Vegas.
People just think Vegas.
I think it's the men. Mm-hmm. But the boys basketball team at my high school, which my brother played in like all 4 years, and then all of my like guy friends, and then also my dad's best friend is the coach. So literally every year I've gone to Vegas because they have a tournament in July. So I would go, and like I wasn't 21, so I'd just like hang out at the pool, like go shopping. Like the shopping's good.
Oh my God, yeah, the mall there is huge.
And it's like fun to get some photos and stuff. And then like also I got to like hang out with all these like basketball players, like so many 307s. It was great. Like I would do it.
Run time.
Yeah. But this time by far was the best
literally
Vegas trip. It's the first time I've ever been when I was 21. Oh my God, you
it
guys.
It was so much fun. Like we're gonna talk about it, but like it's just, you cannot fully understand how fun it was unless you were there.
Literally almost the whole car ride, us driving home, we were like, wow, we love Vegas. We were literally going through like a play-by-play of like what had happened. It was so fun.
We're like, wait, like I totally forgot like this happened. Like, oh my God, like how did that happen?
Yeah. So anyway, let's get into the arrival. So you can go ahead. I'll let you go. God.
Okay, so Taylor's dad is like texting us. We like pull up to the Caesar's Palace because that's where we had our hotel.
And he was already there. He flew in from Indiana, and then Kat and I drove.
Yes, good thing.
From Los Angeles.
Yeah, from LA. And we like pull up to the front and they're like, oh no, like you need to go around the side. Like if you've been to Vegas, like you know, like there's like 16 different entrances. Like there's all these like side pockets. Like you never really know where to go.
It's just so big. And when you're looking at like the strip from like above or a photo, you're like, oh, it's not that big. But when you're down like in the hotels, like they're so big and they all look the same. Like everything is just so confusing.
Yeah, me and Taylor literally were like, this is like an adult Disneyland.
It
is. Like, think of Epcot, but just like adult version.
Yes.
Like casino.
But like rated X.
Yeah, rated to the extreme. So we like pull around to like where we think self parking is, and Taylor's dad's like calling us, texting us. We're like, go here, go there. Like we were just like so utterly lost.
We literally go down the employee. Okay, first of all, we went in the right spot.
Yeah,
it was self park. It was just like way out in Podunk, USA, compared to like the actual Caesar's Palace hotel and casino. So we're like, we park. We think we got an amazing parking spot because it's right next to the elevators.
Yeah.
Little did we know they were the employee entrance elevators. So we go down and like there's all these employees, like chefs in their chef outfits, like the butlers, maids, yeah, like, the maids, like everyone everyone who works like in their little hotel like working outfits. And they come down, they're like, are you lost? Yeah,
me and Taylor are literally in like our biker shorts, like Revolve Fest t-shirts, like our huge like two suitcases both in hand, and they're like,
with like big sunglasses and like our Red Bull.
Yeah, literally.
And they're like, do you need help? And we're like, yeah, like where do we go? And he's like, he looks at us and he's like, it's gonna be a far walk. And we're like, okay, like no prob. And so basically like they send us through all these like swarms of flies, like crap on the ground, like all these people that are driving like on the streets. Basically it took us like almost, I don't know how long of a walk,
like probably like 20 minutes,
probably like almost a mile,
yeah,
to get from the actual self park section to meeting my dad at the casino.
And keep in mind, like, we're, like, literally looking like we are, like, hitchhiking, like, up these Vegas, like, streets. And there's people passing us, like, Bentleys, Range Rovers.
Yes.
Like, everyone is like, where are these girls coming from?
And also, it's so hot. Oh, it's literally, like, 100 degrees.
Yeah.
And we're, like,
dry heat.
Swerving through the Vegas culture. Literally, we just thought we were going to, like, go get a photo at the pool. And little did we know how exciting this trip was going to be. Right? So, we arrive in Vegas. We see my dad. He, like, takes us to our room, which was so confusing to get to.
Oh, my God. Literally, me and Taylor were talking about it. Like, if you were, like, blacked out.
Right? Yeah.
Like, you were, like, on another dimension. Like, literally trying to find your hotel.
Which happens a lot in Vegas.
Yeah. Literally, all of the, like, floors, levels, like, it.
I don't know how more people don't get lost.
I don't know. I literally don't know.
One we night, didn't even know the wing we were in.
No. No, we literally sent Taylor's guy friend, like, off to the wrong side of the hotel. And like, are you sure?
We were like, yeah.
Like, yeah.
I was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. So, anyway, we arrive, and we had a reservation at Catch in Vegas, which is in the Aria Hotel.
Literally incredible.
And we, like I said, we were staying in Caesars, so it was, like, quite a process walking from Caesars to the Aria. And it was a really early reservation. I think it was, like, 5:45 or 6-ish, yeah. Because Catch is crazy with their reservations. That was the only time they had available. Plus, I feel like I was hungry by that time.
Oh, my God, yeah. We, like, got to Vegas probably around, like, 3, 3:30. We got in our hotel rooms, like, freshened up and, like,
regrouped.
We went out.
Like, also, I have to pause you. Freaking Kat is psychotic. And she literally, we were there for probably, like, what, 2 days?
Yeah.
Literally 2 days, Friday, Saturday, went home Sunday. She brought a wardrobe for, like, or and, like, every tool, every, like, I felt like she brought, like, a jewelry tool, like, chains, oh God, yeah. Like, every accessory.
I brought, like, shoes, outfit changes, like, complete full outfits from, like, head to toe accessorized.
Yes.
Like, big fashion designer.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And she, I get to the hotel, and I, like, just park my suitcase, and that's where it is the whole time, and, like, I just, like, sat on the bed and, like, charged my phone. Mm-hmm. She, like, proceeds to unpack her entire suitcase, every accessory laid out to a T. Like,
yes.
One necklace next to the next necklace, next to the ring, next to the earrings, next to the bracelet, next to her Apple Watch charger. Like, literally.
I literally brought, like, my, like, little, like, stand that I put next to my bed. Like,
oh, I know. I saw. She also brought her, like, giant ass water bottle.
Oh, my God. If you know, you know. Huge. I'm infatuated.
And, like, literally, like, shampoo, conditioner, cleanser, like, face, like, night cleanser,
my
morning
loofah.
Cleanser. You brought your loofah? Oh, my God.
I
you're
brought my pillowcase that has, like,
yeah, I know.
For night, like, all the week late. Now.
I know. I was like, she is insane. Like, I face can't... masks, like, everything. And she unpacks it all. Like, she was using the drawer. She was using the cabinet. She was using the closet. She was using, like, the little nooks and crevices, like, in the bathroom. It was crazy. Yeah. I was like, wow. You have your crap together. Here I am, just like literally, like
through shredded suitcase. You're like, come on, let's go, Vegas.
And I'm like digging through, like hoping I have clothes. So anyway, we get dressed, we go to Catch, and it's literally like my dad and then Kat and I. So we basically look like his sugar babies.
Literally, like we're rolling up in our like cargo pants, crop tops, like cute jeans, and like her dad's rolling up looking like a straight up like
golf dad. White golf dad, like yeah. White like a collared shirt, like polo collared shirt with like khakis. A little like Bloomington Country Club logo on the side, and then like yeah, little whatever golf shorts, and then his like shoes. And yeah. we got to Catch early, so we went into the Aria Casino, and that's where he played craps. What do you think of craps?
Oh my God! Literally, I've never understand like poker, the slot machines, everything, but like watching your dad play craps is literally like one of the most entertaining things ever. Like,
it's so
I
cool.
I was like looking forward to that every single day. I was like, I can't wait to watch a craps game today.
So that's his like game of choice, and he's actually pretty. The weird thing is, I'm like, oh, he's good at it, but he's good at knowing how to play. Oh, it's all God. Luck.
It's and literally, it's so confusing.
It's like, all math.
Trying to talk to me like. What was going on the entire time, and literally like I don't even think by like Saturday night I like kind of semi understood it.
So basically you just it's two die, and you roll the die, and there's like a group of people that are, and everyone that's playing, you're not playing against each other. You're all playing against like the dealer kind of. So, I don't want to butcher this, but basically like you put bets on all these different numbers. And if you roll the die on that number, you get money in return, like on the, numbers you put bets on. So like every time, like he would have a bet on like a 6 or an 8 and they rolled the die to a 6 or an 8. Cha-ching, we got money.
Like give him these like little chips, and like the chips had different like values to it and everything.
Yeah, it's so fun. And it's just, it's a lot of math and a lot of statistics. It's just a lot of stuff that girls that went to fashion school, it's,
we're lost.
Yeah. But still, it was fun and entertaining. And then after that, we went to Catch, which, what do you think of the Vegas Catch?
It was a lot bigger. One, it was bigger, and two, it was way brighter. Like, I don't know if it was because we went, but yeah. I've been to Catch at, like, nighttime.
It was, first of all, I thought the entrance was pretty sick.
Yeah.
Like, I thought it was kind of cooler than the LA one.
Oh, no, totally. It was like, you, it wasn't like you were walking in and like right there was the booth. Like, it was this long time.
Long hallway of like lights and cool like Instagram moments and stuff. Although the lighting wasn't very good for our photos.
Lighting was not on our side.
And then we got there. We got a cocktail. What did you get, Mark?
Margarita.
I got a Moscow Mule. And then we went and sat down. And the cool thing about Catch, which I've talked about Catch like so many times on my podcast, especially with big Morgan Yates. Friends. Yeah, big Catch girl. but you eat kind of family style. So you order a bunch of different things and then you all share. So we had a little steak. We had a little cauliflower. What is it?
Crispy. It was like spicy cauliflower, shrimp.
Spicy shrimp. Brussels sprouts.
Oh my God.
It was all so good. Then we had our meal. It was delicious. And we went back to the hotel. And Kat and I were so exhausted that we both took a nap.
We literally passed out watching Shark Tank.
Yeah. I think I literally watched 8 seasons of Shark Tank.
Taylor, like, I woke up from my nap and she was like, I think I know enough about Shark Tank that I literally could be a shark. Yeah. You're like, I know all things.
Mark Cuban has nothing on me. Literally. I know, like, every new invention that's going to be in, like, Kmart in, like, 2020.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we get back and we're exhausted from driving and eating.
Yeah.
And we get into bed and I kind of mentioned something about how I had this promoter's number from the most amazing person Remy had recommended. And I shouldn't have underestimated the my power. Experience. Yeah, the power that Remy has.
Yeah.
So basically she was like, you have to hit up this guy, like my guy, he's a promoter. He's so good. He'll like get you into whatever you want. And I'm kind of like, yeah, but like I'm not you, Remy. You know what I mean? Like I was like,
Remy and then there's me.
I was like, okay, that's great, but like I don't think that'll happen for me. I believed her. I thought it was gonna be, I thought that I was honestly gonna use him like when I would go to Vegas with her or something like that. But I had mentioned to Kat, I was like, hey, I have this guy's number, like should I hit him up? She was like, sure, why not?
I'm like a very heavy sleeper. Like,
yes.
Literally, like Taylor is like watching Shark Tank.
Also, I thought I was a heavy sleeper. Kat literally, I, you know when you like wake up in the morning and like people are like rolling around the covers like, oh, like stretching, ah, like when they wake up and they like stretch their arms up and like make those noises. I was doing that to like on purpose for a cat to wake up and she wasn't budging.
I literally was out. Literally, like I will fall asleep on the couch sometimes. My roommate will come to me like, hey cat, you want to go to bed? Hey, Kat, go up and go to bed. Hey, go take off your makeup. And I literally will not move. I'll wake up on the couch at 3 a.m. Like, what year is it?
No, literally. And so then I literally got up to go to the bathroom because I was like, huh, like, obviously, if I go up to the bathroom, she'll wake up. Mm-hmm. Wrong. I was, like, making noise, like, taking my curling iron, like, hitting the counter, like, trying to, like, do, like, jump rope, like, some push-ups, like, trying to get her to wake up. I came back, and finally, like, the girl wasn't even budging, so I literally had to take her arm and, like, shake it and be like, Kat, Kat.
Or, like, finally waking up and be like, Kat. Hey, Kat.
And I, actually, I even forgot. Before that, I was like, Kat, Kat, wake up.
Yeah.
Kat, can you hear me?
This is like her like 10th time trying to like get me awoken from my sleep.
I honestly was going to give up because I was like, all right, like we'll just go to bed, you know, we'll like get up and go to the pool. And then I was like, you know what? We'll just see, because it sounded like she kind of wanted to hear what like the promoter said. And at this time he had texted me back and literally sent me like eight
every
flyers about like
event that was going on,
and he was like, I can get you into wherever you want. And we had, did you know about Chainsmokers before we went to bed?
No, I knew that because my best friend Spencer, he works with the Chainsmokers. He like just finished doing a music video for them. He was currently that day, that Friday, on a shoot with them.
So cool.
And I knew that he had mentioned like he had gone with them to Vegas before, but I had no idea that they were going to be in there that night.
Which was crazy.
Yeah.
So we, basically, while she was sleeping, I had been texting the promoter, and he was like, yeah, Taylor, we can get you into what? Well, first of all, I texted the promoter, and he was like, hi, like, thank you so much for reaching out. Like, let me, I'm going to have, like, a few of my guys, like, reach out to you. Basically, it sounded like he was the boss, and then his, like, people were going to hit me up. Yeah. I got three texts from different guys, and they were like, hi, Taylor, how can I help serve you? And, like, your weekend in Vegas, like, how many are with you? Like, what are their names? Like, what are your plus ones' names? What, like, are there guys? Are there girls? Like, all these questions, and, like, what kind of stuff do you like? It was, like, the most amazing experience. My dad was like, make sure he's not like creepy.
Trying to sell
yeah.
Type of weird train.
So anyway, she wakes up. I finally wake her up, and I'm like, hey, listen, this promoter said that he could get us into Chainsmokers. Like, do you want to go? I think that sounds kind of fun.
I think you literally looked at me and you're like, are you like down to rally?
I was like, do you want to rally? Yeah. I was like, yeah, do you want to rally? And all of a sudden she wakes up from the dead. She's like, yeah, I'm rallying, and like starts putting on her clothes.
I'm like, let's go. We're in Vegas.
Yeah.
Let's
went in Vegas. So, and I was just like a nervous wreck about us being able to actually get in, because like people pay, I was going to pay like $200 to like go to Chainsmokers.
Yeah.
So the fact that like I just didn't know. I'm so stupid. Like, girls get into this stuff for free.
Oh yeah. It's totally like, it's no problem. But like in our heads, we're like, oh my God, like, is this going to work?
Yeah.
Like, and keep in mind, like when we pulled up, we're like, oh yeah, there's no problem with us getting in.
No.
Like just like the culture around us, we're like, yeah.
Yeah. So we get dressed and we go. I wore like a bodysuit and black jeans. What did you wear?
So cute. I wore like a crop top and some like cargo pants and like my like.
Wait, what top? What color top was it?
It was like my black like tight black tight crop top. It was like silk, and I wore like my like tan like.
Yes. I love the tan ones. Okay, so we got there and we're in this like. We thought it was a long line, but it went so fast.
Oh my God, yeah.
And we were surrounded by bachelorette parties of like girls wearing crowns.
Which me and Taylor had a discussion. Literally, we will never. No offense to people who do, but we're just. It's not in our nature, our
core bachelorette to wear a crown.
No,
a tiara.
Mm-mm. Like the sash, the crown. Like, love that for you, but that's just not our.
That ain't it, sis.
No.
So we're in like, I'm in like black jeans and a bodysuit. Like, yeah, I was like, quote unquote, like ready to go out, but I did not realize the Vegas culture.
Yeah.
I underestimated it as I did the whole weekend. So we get there and there's all these girls in these tight, like I literally, I swear like the whole demographic that was around us, like sold out BB, like the stores.
Oh my God. literally. Or like, love culture. Or like,
yes. Or, like, Fashion Nova, Wet Seal, like, that was the vibe. Yes.
Yeah.
Like, tight dresses that, like, don't suck in your stomach. They just are tight around it. Mm-hmm. And then, like, tiny, tall high heels that are just, like, so uncomfortable. It's like, I can feel the blisters.
Yeah, I could feel
looking at them.
Just looking at them.
Yeah. And then tiaras and sashes. That was the vibe. And we're just in our like cargo pants and like
looking
crop top.
Looking like LA hosts.
Yes.
Like, literally, we look like we're like about to go to 1-0. Like,
yes.
Like we don't look like we're about to like go to like this Vegas culture.
Exactly. So we are in line, and there are quite a few guys in line too.
Yeah, which we're right? surprised to see.
We got in really easily, and I was confused because we walk in and it's kind of like a resort, like a hotel resort, where there's like a pool and bar and like little casino games outside.
Yeah, it looked like you were like walking out to like the pool deck or something.
Exactly. And then there was this area where the Chainsmokers were gonna perform, so we just got a drink. Which
keep in mind, you literally had your ID checked probably like 16 times.
If you have a fake, don't even try.
Oh no.
You're gonna literally get caught.
Yeah. No, don't even try to do it.
Just wait till you're 21. It's more fun that way anyway.
Yeah.
So we get there and we go and get a drink. It was literally $26.
We were like, we are like kind of trying to just get like a vodka Red Bull.
Yeah, because we just woke up from that.
The drinks were strong. Like they were good.
And we like dodge a bunch of like 40-year-old parties on our way to like the front of Chainsmokers.
Yeah.
Which we got there probably what, 11:30?
11:30, yeah. And they came out, honestly.
They came out like 1:30.
Yeah. So we're there for like a good 2 hours. But we had stuff to do.
So we get there. We kind of like sneak into the front. I don't know how I saw that area.
I don't know. I think we're like walking around to like all the like table services and everything. And we were like, let's like go
to that. Yeah. So we get into like the front, which if you were to buy a ticket, I assume on your ticket it would say the pit.
Yeah, like GA.
Yeah. So we get into the front side area, which it was like a great spot, like great view. I'm like joking around with Kat because there's this group of like white, where they looked like white Midwest 307s, and then two dads.
Just like two random dads.
Or two like older guys. And we're joking. I'm kind of like, oh my God, 307s, like whatever.
Know, this is like so not Vegas culture. You can tell they're like not from.
Yeah, I'm like, they're definitely from like the Midwest. Like yes. I was saying that to Kat. Yeah.
Me and Taylor are like standing there. Like we both have our drinks. And I literally see Taylor like literally like push people out of the way.
Because I see someone I know. And I like I'm like weaving through people. I leave Kat. I'm like, wait here. I see someone I know, like in the midst of all the 307s, the 307 that I know is like coming towards me. And I was like, B. Todd? And he was like, Taylor? And basically it's kind of a crazy story. My ex-boyfriend's fraternity brothers, who are, I think they were seniors when I was a freshman. So I didn't know them well at all, but like I knew of them and I had like seen them at formals and stuff. And so they were like Butler grads who I knew. And they're all like familiar faces. Like I've seen them on Instagram and I follow a few of them or whatever. And it ended up being one of their bachelor parties.
Yeah, which was like so funny. And the entire time we were like, this is crazy.
And the guy, he was like, yeah, there's literally like 18 of us here. Or like, I don't know. I was like 16, 18 of them. He's like, here, like partying. And I was like, what?
Yeah, because like me and Taylor, like we were like literally like, I was worried that there would be like these like creepy, like foreign dudes like trying to add us all night long. We literally find like the most like great group of like guys. And I was like, oh my God, what are they freaking on?
They were so fun. Literally. I hope they had as much fun as we did.
Oh my God.
I think they did. They were like, they were thriving.
Yeah.
So we get there and we're like hanging out with them and having a blast. And then like, as time goes by, the Chainsmokers come on at 1:30.
Yeah. Or like more of them like come up. Cause a lot of them were like down by like the.
Yeah. And, like, the rest of them that I actually knew, they like came in and then I started introducing them to Kat. They all loved Kat, obviously. And we're having a blast. And then the Chainsmokers started, and that's when Eric.
My God. Everyone needs an Eric in their life.
I hope I'm going to send him this so he can listen to it.
I will tell my kids about Eric.
Literally. Same. So basically, this guy named Eric, who, by the way, shout out Eric, he's the goat.
Love you, Eric.
We were obsessed with him. Walks up and he's like, oh my God, like TK's juicy poles. Or he was saying stuff about like my Instagram, basically.
Yeah, he knew Taylor's brand. He was like, oh my God, TK's juicy poles. It's gonna get juicy in here.
Yeah. It was so funny. And he was like, oh, and we were like, because Coachella was the 2 weekends before, so we were like, oh my god, Deltcella weekend 3, because they're all delts. Oh. Which is the fraternity that they're in. People that like don't understand frat culture are gonna be like, what the heck is delt? But basically Eric was like talking, basically gassing us both up, like, oh, talking god. about, and we were like making all these funny references, and I of course ate that up because he's like talking about TK's Juicy Pod and TK's Juicy Polls, which like gets me going. And then, can you explain the dry bar situation?
Oh my god. So they like, with every single song, like Drew's the singer and then Alex is like the guy that's like behind, like doing the DJ.
Yeah, like in the Chainsmokers.
Yeah, the 2 Chainsmoker guys. And like they would be like, all right, Vegas, are you ready? And then like they would like play a song, and then all of a sudden,
like when the beat like drops, what happens, Kat?
Literally, like, keep in mind, we had no idea what was about to be like literally thrown our way. There's these huge smoke machines.
Like I've never been in a smoke machine that huge in my life.
Literally, like, probably like the size of a
fridge. Bigger than Coachella.
Like, literally just starts blasting down on us.
And we are right under it. I cannot emphasize
be more in, like, hit zone.
Like, literally right under it, to the point where, like, they blow and it's, like, Beyonce on steroids, like, moment.
Literally.
And freezing. And we're under there. And our hair is just, like, like, it just, like, flies out. Like, it's sticking out every which way. And it's freezing, but it's also so fun because it's, like, chain smokers.
We're, like, kind of, like, hot from dancing and everything. So, like, it was refreshing, but at, like, the first few blows, we had no idea.
So, when the smoke machine blew, what happened?
Eric goes, dry bar! Oh, my god, blowout!
Oh, my god, dry bar! It's a dry bar blowout! Like, every single time. And we, Kat and I, instantly, we never even talked about dry bar before.
No. Dry bar was never something that was like a common like reference that me and Taylor discuss,
especially in front of him.
Oh my god. No.
And so, by the way, dry bar is this like blowout bar where you can go and they'll like wash your hair and blow it out, so it's like beautiful and like you look great before like a party or a gala or like an event.
Like J-Lo.
Yeah, basically, you get it blown out. And so it was so funny because like literally the smoke machine would like essentially give you a blowout.
Give because, you a dry bar moment.
And he knew what dry bar was. And like 307s do not know what dry bar is.
No.
I was like, wow, you must be a 308.
Stop. 308. Wow.
And the whole time I was like, how does he know this?
Yeah, you literally turned to him and was like, how do you know this stuff? He's like, I have a sister.
I know. I was like, do you have a sister that's like taught you this? He was like, yes, like she's helped me with so much. And I was like, no kidding. Like,
you're you like, have, it shows.
You literally have both of our attention. Like, we could not care about anyone else in this room, including the chain smokers, except for you, because you're so funny.
He literally was like the best.
He was the goat. And he like made our night.
Oh my god, 100%.
I mean, every single time, which was like every 5 minutes or every 2 minutes, they did the dry bar, every bass drop, we would hear, and everyone started, like, we got all the 307s to yell, dry bar!
Literally, when we got back on Monday, I texted Taylor because, like, Do You Love Me? Like, the song with, like, the Chainsmokers and 5 Seconds of Summer was, like, literally all we would be singing.
We, like, sing it the whole weekend.
The entire weekend, like, every silence, we would just, like, start, like, going into the chorus. And I was listening to it and I texted Taylor. I was like, literally, when the bass drops, I do not hear anything besides the loud smoke machine blaring at us, the chills running through my body, and Eric yelling, dry bar. Like, that was it. Like, literally, dry bar changed me.
Every time the dry bar would happen, I'd literally get goosebumps, and like all the guys and like Kat around us were just like making sure that we're like warm.
We're in like these like body pop-ups. Like, we're not like dressed for like freaking dry bar weather.
We were dressed for Vegas culture. And literally, It was the best thing ever. Like, I had the best time at Chainsmokers. Was there anything, like, significant else that, like, happened at Chainsmokers? Other than the fact that just we had a blast.
Other than the fact that, like, we had, like, the greatest time.
And we did not get home till, like, 4 or 15, no, probably.
Literally, we were, like, leaving because, like, the Chainsmokers had left. Like, the music was dying down. We said goodbye to the guys. And, like, me and Taylor were walking out of the casino to go to, like, grab a taxi. Literally, because, like, Ubers were just... Not it. Vegas.
Yeah.
And she literally, like, I forget, like, one of us looks at her phone, I'm like, Taylor, it's 4 a.m. Like, where did the night go?
So then we jump in our taxi, and you sat in some water.
Oh my
God. Who knows what that was.
Who had gotten in the taxi before us had, like, spilled their drink or something. And I literally, like, I get out of the car, I'm like, Taylor, it literally looks like I wet myself. Like, literally. Like, it was horrible. I was like, well, great. So we had to, like, literally walk through the entire casino, like, walk past, like, all the shops, go to our elevator, and I was like, I literally look like I pissed myself.
It was so funny.
Vegas culture.
Vegas culture, man. Honestly, no one probably thought anything of it. They're like, oh, Vegas culture.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. So we get back, and I remember I was asking the cab driver, I was like, bro, because the guys, some of them had asked, they were like, come out with us tomorrow or whatever. And I had asked the cab driver, I was like, hey, is it, like, weird if we go out with him tomorrow? I was, like, asking him for his advice.
Giving him as if he was,
I was like, listen.
Therapist, like, big sis. Like, yo, man.
I was like, bro, like, these guys, like, we met them. Like, I kind of know them, but, like, I don't want to annoy them during their bachelor party or whatever. I was like, but some of them asked, like, should we, like, you know, should we meet up with them? And he was like, well, he said that the weirdest answer. He was like, I mean, I feel like you could stay. And, like, something really random where we were, Kat and I just were both looking at each other like, oh,
okay.
Okay.
That wasn't an answer, but okay.
We were basically asking him for boy advice, and he wasn't giving good advice, and he also wasn't giving me what I wanted to hear.
Yeah.
Or a clear answer.
No.
So, anyway, go to bed at 4 a.m. And meanwhile, my dad thinks, like, he got this hotel so that we could go to the pool, like, have a great Instagram moment. We wake up at probably, what, noon?
Noon. We're probably, like, 11:30
noon. Yeah. And we're like, oh, I'm so hungry. Like, where do we go? I'm thinking, like, in my head, like, oh, do we go to, like, the hotel breakfast or something? Or do we go get, like, a Cliff Bar? And Kat.
I was like, Taylor, wait. When we were driving in past the strip trying to find parking, I remember seeing an In-N-Out. Like, there is an In-N-Out somewhere right by us.
And I was like, boom, yes, we're going. We went to In-N-Out for breakfast at literally, like, 12:30. There was a massive line.
Oh, my God, yeah. In-N-Out I've ever seen, too.
Biggest?
Yeah, it was huge. Like, the space.
I guess it was big.
Like,
I guess it was
big. Like, in LA, it's maybe, like, half that.
Yeah. In-N-Out's so good. Except their fries suck. I still ate them.
Yeah.
But, like, they're not on Shake Shack's level of fries.
No. Like, Shake Shack is its own separate category.
I feel like it has no potato in it. Like, the crispiness to...
Air.
Yeah. Yes.
Literally.
The crispy to potato ratio is horrible. It's like the melon to berry ratio in fruit cups.
Literally. It ain't it.
Yeah. It ain't it. So, yeah, we, like, scarfed that down. Then we went to CVS. Yes.
We got some necessities.
So we got some waters, blister pads, some ibuprofen, maybe some alcohol, some concealer, just basically like a hangover kit and like a kit to, like, get us ready for the night. Cause we knew what the promoter was capable of.
Oh yeah. We knew now going in what to expect.
I have to be honest. I was kind of worried the second night wasn't going to be as fun as the first night.
Yeah. Cause we're like, how could, like, anything, like,
beat that? Well, I think it was so fun because it's so spontaneous that we, like, ran into them, you know? And I also didn't know them very well. It was just like, oh my God, we ran into them instead of, like, you know, when you, like, know you're going to see someone, you, like, have such high expectations, then it's the worst because
you're, like,
it's like
looking out for them. You're like, where are they?
Yeah. Especially guys. You can't have expectations with guys. No. So then we walk from CVS back to the hotel. I took a nap.
Yeah. I think we, like, both, like, take, like, a little, like, nap.
Basically, the Vegas routine was eat, take a nap, go out.
Yeah. Come home, go to bed, go get some alcohol, come back, get ready.
So then we came home, we went to bed, took a little nap. This was probably about 2 or 3. Then we get up, we go to the mall because we're like, dang, we know who we're seeing tonight. We better look hot tonight.
Yeah, we were like, we know what to go into, like, wearing now. Like, we, like, literally packed, like, bathing suits.
Also, yes, yeah. That wasn't even the reason why we went. The reason why we went is because I thought I was going there to get a cute Instagram by the pool, not go out. I had no going out clothes at all. Literally. So then we went to the mall, which the Vegas malls are great. Oh. I got some pants from Zara and Topshop. You got...
I got, like, some, like, pants from Urban. I got, like, a top from, like, another store.
Yeah.
21.
Yeah.
So, like, Taylor had luck, but, like, I could not find... Like, I had this, like, vision in my mind. And, like, literally, like, God bless Taylor for, like, standing outside of, like, dressing rooms for, like, 30 minutes. Like, I was just, like, trying to piece
it. Oh, my God. It's no worries.
I'm a perfectionist. Like, I'm, like, I have to
look. It came together, though. It looked great.
Oh, yeah. We both looked killer the second night.
So, second night, we were, like, prepared for what was to come. That was the night that I was also a little bit worried, but actually not as much as I was the first night about, because my friend Sam was in town with, like, he's from Indiana. Shout out Sam. And he is so fun and crazy. And he out there for the, like, golf tournament. And I was like, Sam, you have to come out with us tonight. So I had asked the promoter, I was like, yo, I have a guy. Can I bring him? And he let us get ourselves and Sam included into Tiesto for free, which, yeah, D1 promoter.
Yeah.
And friends, like, if you ever want to go to Vegas, hit me up and hopefully I can share his number with you. But basically, we had the night plan to go to Tiesto, which is where, like, the other guys were going, and it was just gonna be so fun.
Oh, also note, during the day there were, like, pool parties going on.
Oh,
like, people were, like, out partying and then, like, drinking, like, out in the sun in the pool,
which we had the option to go to those pool parties, but, like, we were not mentally or physically prepared for that.
Oh my god, no.
It was like team in and out, team CVS, team mall.
Yeah, that was, like, not even on our radar.
Yeah. So while at the mall, I figure out my outfit and Kat's still looking. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to go see if Dry Bar has a blowout appointment available. So I go and they don't. And the lady was kind of rude. So I was like, screw you. I'm going to Sephora and buying all your products and giving myself my own blowout.
Which, guys, life changing. Like, Taylor.
The curling iron.
Yeah. Taylor was like, why don't you ever curl your hair? I was like, I don't know. Like, it's this entire process. Like, I have, like, pin straight hair. Like, it doesn't really curl. Literally, guys, go get Dry Bar's 1-inch curling iron. It'll change the game.
Yes. I'm going to link it on my Amazon influencer page. So go buy it through the link.
Number one thing I would recommend.
Yeah. No, literally, it has changed my life. It makes me want to curl my hair every day.
Yeah.
And the curls look good. They're not, like, ringlets, and they're not, like, too beachy. Like, they're the perfect mix. Basically, we get our outfits. We come back. Did we nap again?
We honestly, we might probably, like, laid on our
phone. I think we laid on our, yeah.
Legally Blonde.
Yes, yeah, we did lay. Yeah. We laid, and then we got ready, and I wore a wholesome little dress because I was going to get dinner with my dad and all of his golf friends. Yeah. And we went and we ate dinner at this, another family style, like, Italian restaurant, which is so good.
So that was the night we got rosé.
Or no, we got Prosecco. Yeah, so we ate with my dad and all of his friends, who are all these, like, old white guys. So we were, like, teaching them all, like, the LA lingo.
Like, modern slang.
So we taught them, like, gas me up, like, Vegas culture. Like, what else did we teach them?
The other ones.
Like, that ain't it, sis.
Oh my god, I wish I could remember. There was, like, one, you're like, oh, that's so good.
Dabbing. We taught them how to dab.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And one of the dudes was, like, the coach of your brother's basketball team.
Yeah.
We kept calling him, like, coach. And we kept talking about, like, memories from that.
Yeah, Coach Holmes.
Everything.
Oh, so funny. So, yeah, we ate with them, and there were huge portions, like,
oh,
literally
my God,
huge.
Yeah. Like, think of, like, Buco de Beppo, but, like, 10 times larger.
Yeah.
And grander.
Yeah. Like, that's just how Vegas does it. Vegas culture, man.
Yeah. Go big or go home.
So then we walk back to the casino. We watch my dad play some craps again, and then that's where we run into Sam.
Yes. Oh my God. Where we met our homeboy.
And then Kat and I went up to change because we were, like, obviously not going to wear my wholesome little, like, sundress out.
No, I was in, like, a body, like a covered up bodysuit, like, black pants. We needed to get ready for the night.
Yeah, we needed to get ready for Tiesto. So we went upstairs and we got ready and, like, changed, and then we sent Sam to the wrong location, but then he eventually came up to our hotel room and we, like, pre-gamed a little, and then we headed to Tiesto.
Yeah. Got in a taxi and we were on our way. Which, like, it was, like, far. Like, you had to go, like, you had to go past the Vegas Strip. Like,
yeah, because it was at MGM. Like, thank God he knew kind of where he was going because he had been before. I didn't know.
Yeah. Which, was it in that taxi ride or the one coming back that he was, like, bumped? I think it was when we were headed to the fashion mall.
Oh, where he was so good.
Yes. Literally was telling us, like, all the spots to hit up. He told us, like
Vegas history. Story. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Basically, the root behind, like, Vegas culture was this taxi driver. He was amazing.
Oh, my God. Yeah. He was like, I own all of them. Like, I, like, can tell you this. Like,
yes.
That's why they'll act this way to you. Like, literally incredible. I exactly. hope he's doing great.
I know. He was just such a kind soul. And so then we get to Tiesto. I thought the line was pretty longer and there were a lot more guys.
Oh, definitely.
In the line.
Definitely. Like, there was, like, groups of guys going into, like, the guests.
So I wasn't really worried about Sam because the ratio was great. Two girls to one guy instead of, like, three guys. And one girl. As we're going in, they, like, have to look at your bag, and I had a little mini thing of ibuprofen in my purse, and I was like, the guy was like, oh, can you open that up, because, like, Vegas culture, like, people normally carry drugs in there, but, like, it's me and I'm the most, like, non-druggy person. So I, and it wasn't open yet, I just, like, had it in there because I knew I would have a headache the next morning. And I had a little thing of ibuprofen, wasn't even open yet, and he was like, oh, can you open that? And I was like, oh, it's not open. And he was like, oh, you still have to open it. And I was like, I've got to be honest, it's just that time of the month. And he goes,
okay.
He got so scared and he just sent me off and we got in.
Me and Sam were like, so, and he was like watching this go down. I was like, what is he, like, asking her to do? Like, what is it? And then she came back and told the story and we were like, oh my God, it's amazing.
So then we get into the club and there were like eight floors. I swear,
like, different levels, different dimensions, like in this,
like, there was like a hip-hop section, there was like probably like a country section.
Yeah, there was like the stage where like the artist, like EDM, was gonna be like playing at. Sam was so nice, he like got us to the first round of drinks
and he knew where to go, which was, thank God. And then my friend Haley
met us. Literally, I think, like, one of the greatest people of all.
Haley basically was, imagine me, I'm already crazy, and then duplicate me, and that's Kat, and then duplicate Kat and me combined, and that's Haley. So poor Sam is just here with like three crazy blondes, and he's just like having a good time, like sipping on his beer or whatever he was drinking, and we were just thriving. This is pre-Tiesto.
Yes, literally. We're like, oh my God, you look so great. Oh my God, so nice to meet you. Oh,
we were like taking photos. Yeah, taking photos, like having a blast with the security guard. Like, we were having so much fun.
God, the security guard, Luis.
And then we end up meeting the guys from the night before.
Yeah, we like ended up, I was like, Taylor, they're over there. And then like she like ran, saw them, and then like we just like kind of all followed afterwards.
Which it was so fun. The rest of the night, Haley ended up leaving because she thought she was going to get into Drake and she didn't get in.
Yeah, rule of thumb, just like stay with your friends.
Stick with the squad.
Yeah, don't try to go off to something better because most likely the party is where you're at.
Exactly. Hello, you're with us.
Yeah, it's always going to be a good time.
But what would you say was, like, the most fun part about Vegas?
Vegas as, like, a whole is, like, so fun. But, like, going to, like, the clubs and dancing, like, having a fun time with a group of people. But I think, like, what made it, like, the best time was it was so unexpected. Like, we weren't going into it with any expectations.
How spontaneous it was.
Just, like, how spontaneous, how spur of the moment. We were like, yeah, let's go. Let's do this. And, like, that, because, like, I thrive on that. Like, just, like, yeah, you want to do this? Okay, yeah, let's go. Like, it was so
fun. It was so fun. We just, like, didn't know. We, like, never knew, like, who we were going to see, what was going to happen, like, what was going to go down.
Yeah, and I think that's what made it, like, so fun. Like, the spontaneous, like, what's going
to
happen.
Yeah, and both of us love to, like, dance and, like, go crazy.
Oh, my God, yeah.
So we were just, like, I feel like, how many steps did we take?
It was, like, literally astonishing.
It was crazy.
On Friday, the day we got there, we had done 14,764 steps, had walked 7.5 miles. Then on
Saturday,
like the last.
Well, Saturday, mind you, it literally probably started on actual Saturday, which we were at the club.
Yeah, literally. So it was like that entire day that we had just told you. We had walked 37,000. 557 steps and had done 14.48 miles.
Like, no wonder I was tired.
Yeah,
I ran a mini marathon and a mile extra.
And then since we were still at the club on Sunday at midnight, Sunday the next day, we had done 16,400 steps and had done almost 8 miles.
Which is crazy considering we were in a car for majority of the day Sunday. I think one thing that I'll always make sure I'm very, like, conscious of when going to Vegas is making sure the group is super fun.
Yeah.
Super fun, super go with the flow, and super just, like, down to have fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, like, someone that can, like, hang out, enjoy that culture.
Because had we not had, like, a fun group...
No, people probably would want to have gone back and, like, just, like, chilled and not have been, like, so, like, literally rally like us.
And I thought it was so fun, like, being with my girlfriends and my guy friends.
Yeah.
Like, that was a lot of fun, too.
Yeah, and that was fun because, like, you didn't feel like you were, like, trying to, like, look for, like, a guy that was going to, like, come out.
Exactly.
You already had, like, a...
And the guys in, like, I wouldn't... If I was there just, like, us two, like, I wouldn't be looking for a guy anyway because the guys there are kind of gross.
Exactly. Creepy type of, like... aggressive predator.
Yeah, they're just not it.
Yeah, and that was also nice because we had a group of guys around us, so like you didn't have to keep an eye out for like those creepy people.
There's that, and there were a few times I saw like a cute guy or whatever, but nothing remarkable.
Yeah,
right.
Literally not. It's Vegas.
No, even one out there are creepy guys there. So basically, I asked a few more questions. Do you understand Vegas culture now?
I do.
How would you describe it in 3 words?
Wild.
Oh, that's a good one.
Low-key ratchet?
I was gonna say trashy.
Yes. Literally like low-key trashy ratchet. And then
low maintenance.
Yeah.
You have to be really low maintenance, I think.
Yeah.
65% said they don't understand Vegas culture, which makes sense because 71% haven't been to Vegas. Okay, is Vegas fun or tacky?
I think it's fun. Like, I think if you do Vegas the right way, it's fun.
Before this trip, I would 110% say tacky, but now I'd say fun.
Oh my God, absolutely, yeah.
56% said fun, 44% said tacky. And girls, like, you do not have to wear the tight dresses in uncomfortable heels. Dude, just wear your, like, hottest pants and like a bodysuit or like a crop top, or you can wear a dress if you want, but like you just wear platforms or like booties. Don't wear those uncomfortable heels.
Yeah, I was wearing like little booties the entire time and I was so much more comfortable than those girls and like freaking
stuff. I was just wearing like platforms and I had a blast. Like it was fine. So 56% said it's fun, 44% said tacky, which I get that. When you think of Vegas, do you think of casinos or clubs?
See, I still think like even though I've been to Vegas, I still think it's casinos.
Now in my head I'm like clubs.
Really?
Because I'm like, oh, I'm going to the clubs, but like obviously it's known for the casinos.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. It's like more traditionally known as the casinos, but we go there for the clubs.
I think it's back in the day, like literally like 2 years ago is when like the club, like I'm talking about the DJ's like residency, that used to not be a thing. It was just like Celine Dion and like Donnie and Marie, like, and like Penn and Teller, like people go there to retire, and now it's like people go there to get a residency and be big. Which, like, Drake has a residency there.
Yeah. That's what was so cool. Seeing everyone's, like, residency and, like, seeing everything that they had there, like, that was so cool.
The craziest thing was in Vegas, the DJs have residencies there and they get paid, like, crazy amounts of money for, like, Tiesto to just be at that one club.
Yeah.
Or to, it's like, called Hakkasan. Chainsmokers to be just at that one club. So I think clubs now over casinos because I spend more time in the club, which I'm not even a club person. So weird to say that.
I know. Like in LA, we would never do
no.
that. But it's like in Vegas, of course.
No, I want to go to Vegas all the time now. Yeah. Okay, what's more fun in Vegas, the pool parties or the night parties?
I feel like night parties, even though we haven't been to a pool party, because we were talking about it, and you're like, why would you want to be hungover from the night before in a bikini with everyone in the same pool as you?
Ew.
Hot, humid, and like drinking. Like that
also
does not sound fun.
I can just see like some drunk guy, like everyone's drunk, they're all peeing in the pool.
Oh,
first of all.
Oh my God, yeah.
First of all, that's disgusting.
And plus, I was just going to be handsy because you're in bikini.
Yeah.
Like, that's why people think Vegas is like tacky and trashy.
Yeah. And sometimes they have like foam in them too. And I'm
No.
And I already don't like public pools because of unattached hairs. So like, I don't even want to think about the Vegas pools.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, gross. I'm there for the night parties, but like, I understand. I think the day parties are funny.
Yeah. I feel like maybe if like you like had like a cute like little bathing suit on and like a cover up and like you were just like drinking like a margarita, like that would be fun, but never would I be like, let me go in the pool.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Don't get ratchet. So 56% said the pool parties. 44% said night parties. That's surprising to me. And then what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, true or false?
Oh, 100% true. I don't think anyone besides like you and me, Taylor, like knows really what went down. Yeah. Like, I think I sent one voicemail to my friend back home, but like besides that, like it's hush.
Oh, I FaceTimed a friend and like told one friend about it, and then that was it. I was like, yeah. I was like, I swear to God, if you told anyone this. I literally posted this because so 74% said true. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. And literally my friend responded that I told and sent me the winky faces.
Oh, wait, see who voted on it and see if it was anyone that we were in Vegas with. See if they spilled their tea.
Oh my God, tea.
I know.
Anyway, we'll look at this as we're closing up, but is there anything else, any other advice that you have to give about Vegas? I say wait till you're 21.
Oh,
get a group. If you can do a group of like girls and guys, like great friends,
that's
go.
The thing, is I think that like I would want to get like a group of like girls is fun, but like a good mixture of everyone.
A great friend group to go out. I loved Caesars. Did you like it?
Oh my God, I loved Caesars.
Would highly recommend. Oh, we also saw the guy from 13 Reasons Why.
Oh my God, yeah. He was walking with a IG model.
That was cool. His name's Zach. Is that his name in the show?
Yeah. He was staying at the same hotel.
Yeah, he was playing craps too.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I would say go with a great group of friends. Only go for like a weekend.
Oh my God.
You do not need to be there any longer.
No. Even the guys that we hung out with, they were like, oh yeah, we got here on Thursday night.
They're exhausted.
Dead. Like literally, they could not. They were
I would say buy your own alcohol to drink before you go out because it's so expensive.
Like the first night, I think we both spent like $100 on drinks.
Oh, I spent $250 on drinks because my drunk habit is buying people drinks. I'm like, I got
it. Great habit to have for other people, but horrible for you.
Yeah. So I think I'm just going to start bringing $20 and like that's all I can spend or whatever bring cash. So yeah, I would say do that. Like be prepared with like Pedialyte, whatever you need for your hangover, like be prepared with that.
Luckily we didn't get hungover.
I wasn't hungover at all.
No. Besides like just like the hungriness that we had.
Oh yeah. Well, the cool thing about Vegas is they all have those huge like blackout curtains so you can sleep till like 3 p.m.
Yeah.
And yeah, just have a good attitude, have
go
a good time.
Flow, like be like, I'm only in Vegas like a few times, like I'm gonna do the most.
Yeah. And honestly, I'm so glad that we took photos for memories and stuff, but I'm glad that we just like chilled and like didn't care about after having such a heavy like Coachella Instagram month. I was like ready to just like have fun.
Yeah. And I remember texting her. I was like, dude, like I need this weekend. Like I just needed to get like out of LA. I wanted to like go have fun with you. And like, it was literally so much fun. Like if you need a weekend getaway and want to have like a fun time, like good.
I never want to go out without Kat.
Oh
now.
My God, I'm literally me and Taylor were like, okay, like what other bars can we go to in LA? We need to start doing this more often.
Like I knew she was fun, but I did not realize the extent.
Because again, like you and me were like
we're on the same page. And we're like, just on the same page.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With like the atmosphere and everything. We're like, yeah, this is why we're here.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much for listening to our Vegas Culture podcast. We kept talking about it and I had the best time that like I had to make a podcast about it just solely for our memory.
Oh,
you know?
Oh my God, no, I can't like wait. So like next time we go to Vegas, like look back and like compare it, like
exactly.
So much fun.
everyone go like gas her up and follow her on Instagram. She's gonna give you it right now.
Oh my gosh, it's just at Kat Ocker.
Okay, is there anything else you want to shout out?
Oh my gosh, your parents, like Taylor's family is so just amazing.
It's funny because I'm obsessed with your family too, so yeah, it works out.
Literally, like your parents were just like so gracious, so hospitable.
Oh my gosh,
like,
good.
Your dad was like, yeah, let's go. Like I literally had the time of my life.
Oh, we had so much. Yeah, thanks dad, you made that happen. Yeah. I understand the Vegas culture now, dad.
Yeah. Taylor literally was like, yeah, my dad texted me and was like, let's do this again.
I know, he did. He was like, let's do it again. I was like, no problem. Like, that let's go to Tiesto, dad.
Also, like, totally drive there. I don't think you need to fly.
No. Don't, I would say drive. It's less hectic. You can leave whenever you want. Also, yeah, flying almost takes 4 hours because like you have to wake up, you have to drive to LAX, you have to wait in LAX, you have to be with all the LAX people and then like get on the plane. By the time it all works out and you get to the hotel, it's 4 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. And plus it was nice. Like we'd like stopped along the way. Like we'd grab food, it'll grab.
Go to the bathroom. Yeah. Stuff like that. And it's like you get some nice quality time with your friends. It's fun. So yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. If you want more like story times or experiences, things like this, I would be happy to do so. Just let me know in my DMs. Be sure to follow me on my Instagram because without following me and out without voting in the polls, this podcast wouldn't be anything. So my Instagram is at TK's Juicy Polls. Be sure to rate and review this podcast in the podcast app. It would mean the world. I'm trying to get a bunch of reviews right now. So if you leave one, screenshot it and send me a DM so we can chat. And thank you guys so.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.